Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Tetzaveh. This Aliyah has 10 psukim, and the last Aliyah of this Parsha describes the Mizbach HaKtoret, the golden Mizbeach located in the Kodesh section of the Mishkan. It is on this Mizbeach that the Kohanim are commanded to burn the Ketoret, the incense, every day, twice a day. And many Mefarshim ask a question about the placement of the golden Mizbeach here at the end of Parshat Tetzaveh. All of the Kelim of the Mishkan, the Aron Kodesh, the Shulchan, etc., were listed in Parshat Truma. Then in this week's Parsha, we heard about the Kelim, followed by the procedures of the Miluim, the inauguration of the Kelim and the Kohanim. Shouldn't the golden Mizbeach have been listed with the other Kelim? Many Mefarshim give answers. Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, who died in 1926, author of the Meshech Chachma, says the following answer in the Meshech Chachma. He says, all of the Kelim in the Mishkan are needed to perform their roles. Without the Aron, you cannot place the luchot anywhere in the Mishkan. Without the outer Mizbeach, you can't bring korbanot. Without the shulchan, you can't have lechem apanim. You can't place that anywhere. Without the Kohen's clothing, you can't perform the avoda, etc., etc. Every single kli is essential for the performance of that kli's particular role. And that is true about all of the kelim, except for the golden inner Mizbeach. If that Mizbeach is missing, the Ketoret would and could still be placed in the Kodesh section of the Mishkan. And the Meshech Chachma says that is why it is listed at the end of these two parshia, of these two parshas, to show and to highlight that the Mizbeach as a kli is not essential for the service of the Ketoret in the Mishkan. That is the Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk. And we have to ask, what's the message? Why is that kli not necessary, so to speak? Why? The Meshech Chachma doesn't say the following, but perhaps one can suggest that there is an important lesson here for all of us. We know that in order to decide which Kohanim would perform many of the avodot in the Beit HaMikdash, they would do a lottery. It's called a pais. If it was your turn to work in the Mikdash in that particular area, if it was your turn to work in the Mikdash, then you could participate in every lottery as many times as you wanted. However, the Mishnah in Masechet Tamid in the fifth perek and the Mishnah in the second perek of Masechet Yoma tell us that this is true for all of the avodot except for one. I could stand in line for the pais to do that avoda and this avoda. However, the job of bringing the ketoret on the inner golden mizbeach could only be done once in your lifetime. In other words, if once in your life you brought the ketoret on the mizbeach, you were never allowed to participate in the lottery ever again. The Mishnah says that they would declare chadashim liketoret. Only new people, so to speak, could come and participate in the lottery, but nobody else. If you did it before, sorry, you're not eligible to participate in the lottery to bring the ketoret on the mizbeach and in the mizbeach ketoret. Why? The Gemara says in Masechet Yoma Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, based on various psukim, that having the zechut, the privilege to bring the ketoret, is a segula to become wealthy. And since we wanted to literally share the wealth, each person was only allowed to bring the ketoret once in their life. That's about the Mizbeach HaKetoret, and now we can come back to our original question. Why isn't the Mizbeach HaKetoret a necessary kli, so to speak? Perhaps one can suggest, based on what we just said, how the ketoret is once in your lifetime, it's a segula for wealth, and you're only allowed to do it once, we want to share that wealth. Perhaps that is the part of the message that the Torah is telling us by placing the golden Mizbeach at the end of Parshat Tetzaveh. As the Meshech Chachma said, the golden Mizbeach, where the Ketoret is brought, is not absolutely critical. Perhaps the message is, wealth is a wonderful thing. It makes our lives easier, of course. But it is not absolutely critical for us to serve Hashem wealth is not absolutely necessary to serve Hashem. Sometimes people say, if I had more money, I'd keep more mitzvot. If I had more money, I'd learn more Torah. Whatever the case may be, that may certainly be so. But Hashem gives each and every one of us exactly what we need in order to do our jobs in this world. Having wealth is nice, but it is not absolutely critical in order for us to serve Hashem. Have a wonderful day and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.